Well, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Well, Merry Christmas. In our gospel lesson, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, comes to you through his apostle John to tell you that he is himself God, to highlight that the Christ child, laid in a manger, whose birth we celebrate, was and is God himself become man. Now, you may want to say, well, we know that, Pastor. Thanks for stating the obvious. But we need to have it before our eyes and ears, in our ears, again today, because it is an easy thing to forget. Not rationally speaking, strictly. I mean, not in the way you might forget your PIN for your debit card or something of that sort, but relationally. I mean, we all know babies are cute anyway, right? It doesn't take much effort to get ourselves emotionally stirred up about a child in a manger, whether that child is truly divine or not. Jesus knows this about us. And so he comes along to remind us that we aren't just celebrating a great story, even if it is the greatest story ever told. We aren't just celebrating a moving account of a first century birth, that we aren't just taking some time to adore the cherub-like face laid amongst the straw, but that Christ, that child laid amongst the straw, is God himself. Is God with us? Is God the Son come to be our Savior? That he is both God's Word and God himself. That he isn't just a picture of innocence for encouraging a bit of self-reflection and warming the heart. That what he grows up to be is not merely an enlightened figure, nor is he a sort of mythological character. He is God and God's Word. He is what God has to say to you. He is the light by which all else is seen. He is the light shining in the darkness. In him is life, and that life is the light of men. The world has not received him as God, and our own Adam rebels against it. The world will happily accept a baby, so long as it's only a baby. The world will even adore a cute baby, especially if that cute baby has a particularly moving story. The world may even go so far as to accept a baby that will later grow up to be an especially enlightened individual, perhaps enlightened for his time anyway, by the world's standards. But it will not accept him as God, and our old Adam rebels against it. Why? Well, for many reasons, of course, but perhaps chief among them is that if the Christ child is God himself, then that means we're not. Not just in terms of the origins of the universe, we're generally content enough to accept that we had nothing to do with that bit, but in terms of who is in control now, in terms of who gets the final word. If the Christ child is God become man, then we are not God. Not only that, but if he is God become man so that he might be our Savior, then this means that we need a Savior, that we cannot save ourselves, that we are so hopelessly entangled and misled by our own sin that something has to come from outside of us to save us, and not just something, but God himself. His being God means that we are getting shown up by a baby when it comes to our self-salvation projects. Moreover, the world will not accept him, and our old Adam rebels because they believe that by rejecting this, they can somehow hide from his light and remain in the darkness, that they can hide away their sins. As Jesus will say later in John's Gospel, the light has come into the world, but men prefer the darkness. If he is God, and if he is the light, then all is known, all is seen. We aren't hiding anything anymore. But if Christ is God, if we are not, if he is God's word, then his word is final. He is the word which silences all our protests. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He has come to shine his light on you, the light which is life. He has come to be God's word to you. God the Son has come to be God the Father's perfect Christmas gift for you. And as kitschy as that sounds, it really isn't. Because what are Christmas gifts meant to do? Right? I remember reading an article a couple of years ago that said, economists have discovered the best gift to get someone for Christmas. And the main point of the article was that usually people don't financially value the gifts they receive as much as the gifts actually cost. So in economic terms, a whole load of money is being wasted. But so far as I can tell, the whole premise was wrong from the start. That isn't what the gifts are about, right? The gifts aren't about what the receiver values in them in terms of dollars and cents. The gifts communicate a message. That's what they're about. Communicating a message. Whether the message is simply, I wanted to add a little joy to your day, or something more complicated like, I pay attention to who you are and love who you are. The gifts communicate a message. And so, when you're either making or purchasing them, the question is, what are you trying to say? Well, Jesus, the Word of God, is exactly what God has to say to you. He is the Word become flesh. He is what God intends for you to hear. By being God's word to you, the Christ child of Bethlehem gives you the right to be a child of God. He has made you God's own child through himself. Children born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. He gives you this by the authority of his own word. All darkness of sin and death overcome in him by his light. This is what God has to say to you, his word of grace and truth. And so, come receive him. He came to his own, and in his life many of his own did not receive him, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Come and receive him again at his altar. Receive him at his altar where the God who became man gives himself to you, where he places that body born in Bethlehem. Once placed in a manger, he now places it in your hands, giving himself as God's word to you, that these were given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Receive the great and perfect gift of Christmas, and may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus your Lord. Amen.